Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And yes, I do still have just a little touch of the laryngitis that's been hanging on with me for the last few days. It's just, as I've said before, just enough to keep me going, not enough to stop me. I figure I've got about a one-third case of laryngitis, but as I said earlier, those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, you know, this might actually be better than my regular voice. Anyway, we're glad you're here. Thanks for joining me. You're going to be glad you did, because Josh Gordon is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Josh is a new friend, and he's president of Gordon Communication Strategies, which is a skill training and a representation firm. He is the author of a number of books, including Presentations That Change Minds, which is his new one. And that's all of what he really is talking about, folks, is proposals. And you know how much I like talking about that. Let's get him in here and talk about this. Josh Gordon, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Josh. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
My audience knows, Josh, how much of a big deal I say giving proposals are. I tell them all the time that if you're not getting enough business, if you feel that you're not getting enough sales for the effort that you're making, then you might want to ask yourself, am I giving proposals? Am I giving enough proposals? Am I giving those proposals properly? Am I doing it a good job of delivering the proposals? Because I believe that the key to long-term success in selling is proposals. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's the critical function. If you think about all the most important persuasive events of your business life, when you meet with your bank, when you meet with your biggest customers, those are proposals, presentations, face-to-face involvement situations. If you can succeed at that, you can move your business forward.
Well, and there's so much good that comes from a proposal, if especially if you do it right. Because if you do it right, then that presumes that you've qualified your customer, you've talked to them enough that you know what they want, and you've taken the time to marry up whatever you can do to give them what they want.
Absolutely.
And if you can, when you can get that level of meeting of the minds, that's a high class and high powered connection between you and the customer, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I think the key is preparation. People very often don't take presentations that seriously when they go in for proposals. Very often they just say, well, I'll just tell them my story, or I'll tell them about my product, or I'll tell them about what I'm doing, and they think that that's going to be enough. But what you really have to create with a proposal is you have to create a persuasive event where when you go in, you've prepared the content, you've prepared thinking about their mindset, what kind of company or organization they are, or individual, and you create a presentation that moves them from point A to point B.
And hopefully you've made sure that the person you're presenting this to, or the persons that you're presenting your proposal to, you've taken the time and the effort to make sure that one of them, at least, is a decision maker.
Oh, absolutely. Now, preparation is key. You can do a surprising amount of research these days on the web by going to a company's website prior to arriving to make your proposal. Very often, there's a lot of information on a website that can give you tremendous insight into what you should be putting into your proposal,
including the corporate values of your customer. Your
absolutely, every website you visit is actually a sales pitch on the web. Mm-hmm. And basically, if you go to a company's website who you're going to make a proposal to, think about this, that everybody sells the way they themselves like to sell. So if you go to a company website and you see them emphasizing customer service or value for the the dollar. Those are the company values that will infiltrate every individual and every meeting that you have with them. And so if you sell to their values, you're going to have a much bigger chance of having your proposal succeed.
Right, exactly. And I want to tell a little quick story about one of my favorite proposal stories. I say proposals are worker bees that you leave behind.
Very good.
And you know, obviously, sometimes you don't. Unfortunately, if you can give a proposal and maybe not make the sale at that time. In more than one occasion, I've had customers or prospects, people I've spoken to years before, to call me and say, "Hey, Jim, I've got this proposal that we found in a file here, and you gave us, 2 years ago or 4 years ago, and we're ready now. Is this proposal still valid?"
That's great.
Now, that's work that I had done 2 years or 4 years before, but it came to fruition today, and I didn't have to work for it today. All I had to do was say, "Yes, I can still do business with you," and go right up the order. I mean, it's a wonderful worker bee, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, a great proposal has a leave behind that can stand on its own. Very often when you go in to make a proposal, the people who you meet with may or may not be the ultimate decision makers. Sometimes the people you meet with initially are people who just pass things through to people higher up in an organization. And the only chance you have to know, to guarantee that your story will be told exactly the way you want it to be told, is in that leave behind from your proposal. If, when a CEO picks it up and says, "Yeah, I've heard okay things about this, let me flip through and see if this is convincing to me."
Yep.
That may be your only shot.
That's exactly right, and you can never presume that your competitors aren't going to do the same thing. And you got to make sure you're at least as well represented as your competitors are, don't you?
Absolutely. There's been a big shift out there with the arrival of the internet, that a lot of decision makers don't necessarily meet with you when you call on the companies you're trying
right.
to sell.
Right.
Very often they can sit back from afar and just kind of say, "Okay, so-and-so is proposing to me. We should do business with them. Let me look at their website. Let me look at their products. Let me
right.
look at what other people are saying on the internet about them."
Mm-hmm.
And very often the people you actually get to meet with are just lower-level people.
Right. Stand by, Josh. Josh Gordon is our guest. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Josh's book is Presentations That Change Minds. And when we come back, I'm going to get Josh to tell us, what does a good proposal look like? What components does it have in it? Stay with us. You're not sitting there alone. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is our flagship website. That's where you can find the show and the archives of our shows all the way back to 99, over 4,000 of those. And you've got thousands of articles and hundreds of Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there. Check out our blog while you're there. Lots of good stuff there. And, of course, that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our knowledge base, our small business knowledge base, is askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers right now. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Josh Gordon is our guest. He's the author of Presentations That Change Minds. Josh, give us your website, please, and tell us where the book's available.
Sure, it's available now from McGraw-Hill. You can buy it at any bookstore. And I have a blog, presentationsblog.com.
All right, so check that out when you get a chance. And talk to us, Josh, about what you call it. The title of your book is Presentations. And of course, that's a broad term. I often use the word proposals, but presentations work just fine. The proposal is a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to us about what are some of the key components of a good presentation.
Well, I think I talk about presentations that change minds, and I think there's three basic components. One is you have to talk about whatever it is you want to propose in the client's terms. You have to use their semantics, their frame of mind.
Right.
You have to talk about their problems and their
needs. Not your jargon.
Exactly. Yep. And not necessarily your, if you can talk about your product or your proposal in terms of their requirements, you'll get a lot more of their attention and have a lot better chance of winning them over. The other thing is that you have to understand that no matter what you're proposing, a service, a product, there will always be competitors, and you have to address why they should do business with you and not someone else. And, you have to address the competitive thing, usually more in a comparative way, not in a hostile or an aggressive fashion.
Well, but what you can do is you can presume that there are certain things that are possible or available in the marketplace, not associated with any one company, but you can sort of set the stage for certain capability that's available or whatever it might be, and then contrast what you do with that rather than with a particular company.
Exactly. If you're comparative, not competitive, your information will always be well received.
Right.
You get into trouble when you start saying, we're better than them. No,
right.
Nobody really likes to hear that because they're considering them too, and they may have relationships with them. So, just make it comparative. Make it, unemotional, kind of, when you go into that comparative mode. Make it fact against fact, feature against feature. And then, in essence, you're actually helping them as an intelligent buyer do their homework for them. So it's always well received from that point of view.
What about the key components? Do you recommend an executive summary first?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's important. The most important part of a proposal, though, if you're giving it in presentation form, is to have a serious dialogue with your customer or whoever you're proposing it to. Because very often, if you dig deep into the issues and you start talking about their problems and their issues, things come up where you can actually shift your proposal slightly and actually make it even more exciting for them.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to get them really talking about what they want to accomplish with your product or service or your area of interest, and to get them deeply involved.
The main way to do that, though, is to have done your homework before you get back with the presentation, right?
Absolutely.
You've got to know what it is, where the pain is, what are they excited about, what are they frightened about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the days when you show up and you start asking general questions are over. The expectation now is that you come prepared enough to jump fairly deep into their space, into their understanding, and start having a fairly involved dialogue about their issues.
Because once you bring them a presentation or a proposal, I mean, they're expecting you to give them some solutions, suggestions, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's okay to make assumptions. And if they're wrong, they'll tell you. But it's better to dive in deep into their world and say, you know what, your world is changing. The industry you're in is going this way or that. The product category you're involved with is going through these modifications. Let's assume that you need to achieve this. And, through a telephone interview before you get there, by visiting their website, through talking to people, through your own research.
Previous sales calls.
And from previous sales calls,
right.
You have an ongoing relationship. You should be able to get to the heart of the matter fairly quickly. And the final component of a proposal is asking for change. If you're asking them to do business with you or buy a product, it's possible they're doing business with someone else or buying a similar product from someone else. What would motivate them to change? And that is a big part of it. It's not just enough to say we're better than they are or
right.
We have something they don't have.
And please, folks, if you've made the case for yourself, please ask for the business.
Absolutely.
You got to do that. It's amazing how many people don't do that. Hey, Josh, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Yes, we do.
I'd like to talk about different ways of delivering the proposal in person or virtually next time we talk.
One of my favorite subjects.
Josh Gordon, ladies and gentlemen, presentations that change minds. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.